Back in the old age of 2010, we had 7 robots on Mars. In 2020, these robots discovered ice crystals and animal bones. 7 years later, we established a space station orbiting Mars. The space station continued the terraforming project that started 5 years back. Today, on January 13, 2030, the first humans will set foot on Mars. The crew consists of 5 women and 5 men. They'll land at 2 p.m., now for the hologram of the landing.
I turned off the UAB and sat in my floating bed. Suddenly, I heard the alarm signaling that we were leaving in 20 minutes. I grabbed my crackers and went to the teleporter. I stepped into the platform and appeared in the airlock. Most of my crew was already dressed. I grabbed my lightweight suit and stepped through the laser beam.
Hello, Jillian, Villain Baron. Have a nice flight.
I sat with my crew on the white benches. Nobody was talking. We were all nervous, excited, and a little frightened. The UAB sprung to life, and everybody snapped their attention to the little device. The captain appeared.
Good morning, cadets. You will now be prepared to land on the planet Mars. Pick up your capsules and please enter the landing pad. You'll leave in 5 minutes. Good luck, and I hope you all return safely.
The UAB shut off the hologram, and we all shook hands. Good luck, good luck. I walked across a totally white room and stepped into the landing pad. I sat in my designated seat and strapped myself in. The computer automatically turned on, and I entered in my code on the touchscreen. As it filled up to full capacity, I started to feel claustrophobic. I closed my eyes and had a strange thought that things were going to go wrong.
An automatic voice called out.
10 seconds till impact. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The pod suddenly crashed into Mars. For a second, we were all dazed. I looked around and saw everyone slouching dead. I quickly looked for the radio, except it was toast. So I grabbed the radio of my suit and called the space station.
Hello?
Hello, Lena. Our calculations were slightly off. Is everyone okay? Over.
Okay? Everyone's dead. How can you do this?
Calm down. We'll send a pod as soon as we can to rescue you. But it won't arrive before 24 hours.
Then the connection was cut. I was dazed. My vision was blurry. I started to panic. I jumped up from my seat and pounded against the walls, trying to punch my way out. I slammed my shoulder against the door, but it stayed locked. I suddenly remembered that I had an enter code to get out. The control panel is broken. I tried to think of the emergency exit, but I never got to think about it because the pod flipped over and did a giant force from outside. I tried to play dead, but I was too worried to stay still.
Lena!
For I turned and saw an actual human. I saw a figure trying to stand up, but it was thrown over by a now rolling pod.
Help!
This time I recognized Jillian's voice. I stumbled toward her, but it was impossible. For a second, I thought I heard her chain saw. I looked up and see it was true. The pod was getting sliced in half. A reddish, greenish, brownish glob appeared through the hole. With the sight of this tentacle, I blacked out.
I woke up in the wreckage and looked around. I saw that Lena was gone. I screamed in desperation. I jumped up and realized that I had broken my ankle. I knew I had to find Lena, but I couldn't. Then in the corner of my eye, I saw a dark, luminous blob moving towards me. I looked at its eyes, then looked away. His eyes were hypnotizing. They followed me everywhere. I saw the eyes. They were growing larger. I tried to look away, but I couldn't turn my eyes in the other direction. I wanted to leave. Then I fell into a black world. I woke up in a white room. I was tied to a four-legged object. Looking around, I saw nothing except white walls and Lena. She was also tied up and still unconscious. I tried to close my eyes, thinking this was all a bad dream, but I couldn't. I stared at Lena and noticed that her hand was twitching. Soon her whole body was twitching, and she started to grow. She began to grow fangs and rip out of her bounds. Lena had turned into a greenish-reddish figure. She had 8 tentacles, 3 eyes, and she had 2 legs. Her face was a mixture of a lot of animals. Lena's face had hair, walrus tusks, and a pig's snout. She tore through the wall and charged at me.